others only see the light. Some people sit by themselves, feeding ducks night after night. Some people never leave their homes, others fly around the world. Some people like to make new things, others just follow the herd. Some people build empires out of nothing. I like to think you'll be that kind. Sleep, little queen. Good night. Some people have loads of money, others hardly feed themselves. Some people would give their last meal, some never give anything away. Some people make you feel like nothing. Keep your eyes open wide, and if you find the world is dark and gray, and you're alone, I'll help you find your way through the storm, no matter what.
That was Sleep Little Queen by Sarah McDougall, a Yukon-based musician who recently won the Independent Music Awards for Songwriter of the Year and Singer-Songwriter of the Year at Canadian Music Week, and is also currently nominated for Pop Artist of the Year and Recording of the Year at the Western Canadian Music Awards to be held in October. I spoke with Sarah over Skype. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a very musical family?
Not really. There's a few people in my family that play an instrument, but my immediate family, no one else really played anything. And they were big appreciators of music, though, so we listened to a lot of music.
How old were you when you first realized this was something you wanted to do?
I think I remember being 13 and I just bought my first four-track studio and I started recording my own songs a little bit. And I remember telling my dad that I was going to be a songwriter and music producer. And he wasn't very impressed.
Wow, that's so young to get started in production.
Yeah, I was always really into the technology side of things and like learning how to do things on my own and control my own songs and stuff, build them up.
Do you have a favorite or especially beloved instrument?
I think my acoustic Martin is still my favorite instrument. It's the one that I mostly tour with, and it's just, it's been on the road with me for about 8 years, so it's my special guitar for sure.
Do you remember what the very first record was that you ever bought for yourself?
I think it was Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 2.
I always love asking that question because it's so rarely anything related to the music the person's making themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was like, I was kind of obsessed with Guns N' Roses for a while when I was, 11.
Weren't we all? You released your first record in 2011, another in 2015, and just released your most recent album, All the Hours I Have Left to Tell You Anything, last November. How do you feel your sounds evolved with your newer music?
I think it's just like a little bit more lush and a bit more drums and maybe more, you know, intricate arrangements. A little more epic.
Is there a theme to the songs in this collection?
Well, it's kind of, the title is All the Hours I Have Left to Tell You Anything. And I guess that's kind of the theme. It's like the urgency of life and how little time we have left and sort of the things, some of the things I wanted to say, you know, in our limited time.
You have a great official video on YouTube for your song Empire. Tell me about that song and the making of that video.
Sure. It's a song that I wrote. The idea for it actually came when I was on a helicopter, like the kind of first seed over a glacier in the Yukon. And then I went to this writing camp in Keno, Yukon, and it's like a really crazy vast landscape up there. So the song is kind of inspired by that landscape, and I think that's where, you know, the sort of epic quality to it started, and it's also, you know, inspired by kind of a failing relationship and, you know, the world being kind of depressing. So it's kind of a multi-layered song about a bunch of things. And the video I did with Chris Mills, who is an incredible music video guy in Toronto. And he listened to the song and was really thinking that, you know, because it was written sort of inspired by flying, that we should have me flying in the video. And so, you know, we had a pretty low budget, so we made a little station in his living room and dressed me up as a pilot. And then we used some, you know, random footage that he had and we went outside and did some, he's incredibly creative. He can make something really amazing out of, you know, very little. And we basically shot it all in one day and then it was done. And we used a bunch of footage too from my childhood that my dad took in the 80s.
There's a gray wolf on the mountain. You can feel her as she swallows all the secrets you buried in the deep. There's a black sky in the dark, cold, and it's dressed up with dancing white gold, and it's circling through the night and straight into me. And we destroyed it.
Could have seen.